Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Reshma Tiwari with the world news. The headlines. India expresses deep concern over recent developments in Venezuela. Calls upon all concerned to address issues through dialogue. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar to embark on two-nation visit to France and Luxembourg tonight. OPEC Plus bloc agrees to hold steady oil output amid rising geopolitical tension. Flight operations across Greece suspended due to radio frequency disruption. And in Nigeria, 30 people killed and several others abducted as gunmen attack village. India has expressed deep concern over the recent developments in Venezuela. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that the evolving situation is being closely monitored. India has reaffirmed its support to the well-being and safety of the people of Venezuela. A report.
New Delhi has called upon all concerned to address issues peacefully through dialogue, ensuring peace and stability of the region. The Embassy of India in Caracas is in contact with the members of the Indian community and will continue to provide all possible assistance. Meanwhile, the ministry has issued an advisory urging Indian nationals to avoid all non-essential travel to Venezuela in view of recent developments. In a related development, the United Nations Security Council will hold an emergency meeting tomorrow to discuss the U.S. military operation in Venezuela. The meeting has been convened at the request of Colombia, a non-permanent member of the Council, and was supported by permanent members China and Russia. On the other hand, China has said U.S. should immediately release deposed Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and his wife Celia Flores. Israel and Argentina have welcomed the developments and described them as progress for freedom. Venezuela's Supreme Court has ordered that Vice President Delcy Rodriguez assume the role of acting president of the country. Earlier, U.S. President Donald Trump said the U.S. would take control of Venezuela after ordering a military operation to capture Maduro.
Today, at my direction, the United States Armed Forces conducted an extraordinary military operation in the capital of Venezuela. Overwhelming American military power, air, land, and sea was used to launch a spectacular assault, and it was an assault like people have not seen since World War II. It was a force against a heavily fortified military fortress in the heart of Caracas to bring outlaw dictator Nicolas Maduro to justice.
The operation drew sharp criticism from U.S. Democrats, international media, and protesters across major American cities. Hundreds of people took to the streets in major U.S. cities, including Washington, Boston, Los Angeles, Atlanta, Chicago, and Miami yesterday. Pope Leo said he was closely following events after the U.S. removed Venezuela President Nicolas Maduro from power. In his address at St. Peter's Square, Leo, the first American to lead the Catholic Church, urged respect for human rights and the rule of law as set out in Venezuela's constitution. Nishit Kumar for World News.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will embark on an official two-nation visit to France and Luxembourg tonight. His visit will continue till the 10th of this month. In Paris, Dr. Jaishankar will meet the French leadership and hold talks with his counterpart Jean-Noël Barrot. They will discuss the progress made under the India-France Strategic Partnership and matters of global importance. The External Affairs Minister will also be visiting Luxembourg, where he will hold discussions with the Luxembourg's Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs, Xavier Bettel, and with the senior leadership of the country. OPEC Plus has agreed in principle to maintain steady oil output despite rising geopolitical tensions among key members and fresh uncertainty surrounding Venezuela. The eight participating countries, Saudi Arabia, Russia, the United Arab Emirates, Kazakhstan, Kuwait, Iraq, Algeria, and Oman, collectively pump about half of the world's oil. They had raised output targets by around 2.9 million barrels per day between April and December last year, equivalent to nearly 3% of global demand, before agreeing in November to pause further increase for January, February and March. More from our West Asia correspondent.
Tensions between Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates flared last month over the conflict in Yemen after a UAE-aligned group seized territory from Saudi-backed government, triggering what has been described as the biggest rift in decades between the two former allies. OPEC has previously managed internal disputes by prioritizing market stability, but it is now facing multiple challenges. Russian exports are under pressure from United States sanctions linked to the war in Ukraine, while Iran is facing protests and US threats of intervention. Geopolitical uncertainty has deepened further after United States captured Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Venezuela holds the world's largest proven reserves, but production has sharply declined due to years of mismanagement and sanctions. No meaningful production increase is expected despite Trump's assurance of increased output. Vinod Kumar, Akashwani News, Dubai.
This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Air traffic across Greece came to a sudden halt today after a major radio frequency disruption. The unexpected incident led to the suspension of all flights, causing the airspace over Greece to empty as aircraft were grounded nationwide. The impact was felt most sharply at Athens International Airport, where passengers gathered early in the morning only to discover flights were being delayed indefinitely or outrightly cancelled. Airlines and airport staff struggled to manage the unfolding chaos. Chief of the Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi has proceeded on a visit to the United Arab Emirates, UAE and Sri Lanka as part of India's continued engagement to strengthen defence cooperation and military-to-military ties with friendly foreign countries. Ministry of Defence said General Dwivedi will commence his two-day engagements with the UAE. During his visit, the Army Chief will call on senior leadership of the UAE Armed Forces, including the commander of the UAE Land Forces, and visit key military establishments. General Dwivedi will also visit UAE National Defence College. In the second leg, the Army Chief will visit Sri Lanka and engage with senior military and civil leadership, including the commander of the Sri Lanka Army. Army Chief's visit reaffirms India's commitment to strengthening defence cooperation, fostering mutual trust and enhancing interoperability with friendly nations in the Indian Ocean region and West Asia. Britain and France have carried out a joint airstrike in central Syria last evening on an underground facility where members of the Islamic State group were suspected to have stored weapons and explosives. In a statement, Britain's Ministry of Defence said that guided bombs were used to target a number of access tunnels down to the structure in the mountains just north of the historic town of Palmyra. The two countries are part of the US-led coalition that has been fighting IS militants for more than a decade. In Nigeria, 30 people were killed and several others abducted when gunmen raided Kasuwandaji village of Niger State in the northern part of the country last evening. In a statement, the police said the gunmen stormed the village, opening a fire on residents and setting the local market and several houses on fire. The attack is the latest in a cycle of deadly violence in the conflict-hit region. The US military said it is aware of today's launch of missiles by North Korea toward the East Sea and reiterated its commitment to the security of its allies in the region. The statement comes as South Korean President Lee Jae-myung is preparing to hold a summit with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing during his four-day state visit to China this week. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India expresses deep concern over recent developments in Venezuela. Calls upon all concerned to address issues through dialogue. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar to embark on two-nation visit to France and Luxembourg tonight. OPEC Plus bloc agrees to hold steady oil output amid rising geopolitical tension. Flight operations across Greece suspended due to radio frequency disruption. And in Nigeria, 30 people killed and several others abducted as gunmen attack village. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.